Art, the Mariners had two pitchers elected, Felix Hernandez and Brandon League, but it appears neither will participate in the game for entirely different reasons.
Yeah, it's a strange combination of events here. There's a new rule in baseball for the All-Star game this year that prohibits starting pitchers who pitch on the Sunday before the Tuesday game from participating because it's a safety rule. They don't want the manager putting into the game a rival pitcher who could get hurt by pitching on one day's rest. So Felix is pitching Sunday unless he gets a cold or something else
right.
and delays him. And after he pitches, he will still have the honor of being elected, but someone else will replace him. And then Brandon League has an entirely different situation, which is that his wife is pregnant with their first child. And she's due on or about the All-Star game. And Brandon said earlier this week, there's no way that he will do anything in the All-Star break but be by her side. So as of right now, both of them are not likely to play. There is a possibility that another Mariner could be chosen to replace them, but that's not knowable right now.
And a Mariner who we know will not be there for the first time in 10 years is Ichiro Suzuki.
It's really kind of a, for Mariners fans, and I think for Ichiro, a sad development because Ichiro has been a fixture. And he's always enjoyed the All-Star game experience because he's around a lot of his great contemporaries, which is not true when he's playing with the Mariners. And he's been a hit in the clubhouse. A lot of players tell stories about how funny Ichiro is and the jokes he tells and the weird clothes he wears. And they like to see Ichiro there, and Ichiro enjoys the experience. But it's not going to happen this year. And it's not a snub because Ichiro, he's hitting 274, one home run. His range has been reduced in right field. He's not the same player he was. And so I don't think there's any dismay among people who watch the game. He doesn't deserve to be there. But it is a mark of his decline and also a part of the huge transition that's going on with the Mariners by bringing up Dustin Ackley and this new third baseman, Kyle Seager, and Carlos Peguero to play left field. And all of these young guys are getting their chance, and it's because the veterans, including Ichiro, are not delivering.
Well, it is feeling like the end of an era, and just talking about Ichiro's rookie year was 2001 when the Mariners won 116 games, and he was rookie of the year that year. He was the American League MVP. And they're going to be reliving that a bit later.
Right. They're going to have a big ceremony on Saturday, July 16th to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of that team. And Ichiro was a big part of it. But Ichiro hasn't been back to the playoffs since then. Hardly his fault because the team sort of decayed around him, and that's management's problem. But now at 37, his skills are in decline. Everybody assumes it's physical decay. And there is certainly some of that, but Ichiro is the most fit guy I've ever seen and takes care of his body like no athlete I've ever seen. So I'm not sure yet, and even this bad half season may not be the telltale. It could be that he revives himself after getting rested in the All-Star break. He could go on a tear, and he could get back to 200 hits. It's not impossible. I've seen enough from this guy never to foreclose on the possibilities for Ichiro Suzuki.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and you can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.